Good morning. Thank you so much for calling our shop, Fiverr. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
How are you doing? My name is Jason. How are you?
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good. I've already signed up for your service. You're still building, but I had a question about your equipment.
Yeah, sure.
I just want to know, so you guys obviously bring fiber right to the house.
Yes.
And I would assume that you have a fiber to copper converter that comes inside the house, or?
No, so actually.
That goes to the modem.
Yeah, it goes, the fiber would go to the modem.
Oh, it goes right to the modem.
Yeah, that we provide.
Okay. So that, I'm just trying to do the wiring in my house to try to figure this out. So say it comes into my garage.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need a power outlet, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, depending on where you want your modem and router to be, that will be decided by you and your tech. Because we want to make sure that we have as much coverage of your home as possible for your Wi-Fi. So what will happen is before your installation appointment, either like a day or a couple days before, you will have somebody come onto the property that will essentially handle the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your outside of your home to the network at the street. And then the date of your install, that's when the technician will need you to be home, obviously, so that he can come in and finish running the fiber to wherever the modem's going to be.
Okay. So you basically have the modem, the fiber goes right to the modem, and then you're going to have a router also?
Correct. So the modem will have the fiber coming into it, and then you would have the Ethernet cable coming from the modem into the router, and the router is what would provide, obviously, the Wi-Fi.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's kind of what I just wanted to figure. But I just wanted to make sure because I have a 6A connection, you know, which.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, our routers are up to date. I mean, they are like state of the art. They are able to handle up to 10 gigs. I mean, with depending on what plan you selected, the 1 gig or the 2 gig, it would be one of two different routers.
Oh, okay. So, I think I only chose the 1 gig because I mean, that's plenty for what I need.
Yeah, and I mean, so you would have our router, and we have a back-end system that allows us to troubleshoot if ever there's any issues. We can run speed tests directly to the router. We also have the capability of checking on the modem to see, you know, whether the light levels are good. So there's a lot of technical stuff that we are able to help you with if ever you have trouble with your Wi-Fi or your internet.
So I should be fine if I put the modem in the garage. I mean, it's not a heated garage, but it's obviously.
Yeah, and I mean, as long as there's power available to the modem and the router, that's all that matters. As far as to.
And from there I ran a 6A to where I'm going to want the router.
Okay.
So that, you know, inside the house.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, we can do either or. I mean, wherever you want the modem to be, we can have it there. I mean, most people typically have the modem and the router in the same room.
Okay. Will they run the fiber inside, though?
Yeah, they can.
In the house? Okay.
Yeah, what happens is the technician on the date of install will run the fiber where you want it to run so that the modem is wherever you want it to be.
Okay, cool.
I mean, we don't do any, like, construction or demolition or anything like that, but...
No, I figured that.
Yeah, wherever you want the wire to go, or rather the cable in this case, because it's not coaxial, it's completely fiber.
Yeah, that's great, because I was wondering, I was hoping you weren't going to go, you know, fiber to coax. I mean...
No, absolutely not, no.
Because
coaxial is significantly slower as far as to how the data is transmitted. Because fiber optic is light pulses, essentially. That's how the data gets transmitted. So, I mean, going coaxial would be like taking a whole step back.
Right, and that's what my concern was. I was like, I hope that's not the case. Because, I mean, obviously, you know.
I mean, I've heard of companies doing it, but that's not the way that we run.
Okay, that's great. I actually do fiber for a university, so.
Oh, great.
That's why I wanted to call and find out. You know, I'm like, oh. You know,
yeah, yeah, no, great
product, but,
We're fully fiber. We actually, to go into it a little bit more technical, since you seem to know a bit about fiber, we use the 10-kilometer fiber, which is really high quality. So it goes just over 5 miles before you see any kind of degradation of service.
Oh, that's great.
So and we then, use the really high quality stuff.
That's wonderful. Yeah, no, I know a bunch of people are excited just to get away from, obviously, the other companies.
Yeah.
You know.
I've definitely heard quite a few stories.
Yes. It's just nice to not have a monopoly, you know.
Agreed. I definitely agreed. And that's kind of why we're here, is so that we can, you know, provide an option, but also bring the technology that should have been around already for many years. It's been available for many years, just not in our area.
Exactly. So. Are you in Kingston or no?
Yeah, actually. So we're headquartered in Kingston.
Great. You guys are at Tech City?
Yes, we are.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I used to live in Kingston, but I live in Alster Park now, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's not far either. But I mean, we've already expanded quite a bit. And we're still looking forward to continuing to expand to bring, you know, fiber to the areas that, you know, people don't have.
Yeah, so. That's great.
I mean, it's 2024. You would think that we wouldn't even run into dead zones for our cell phones, but unfortunately, there's dead zones all over the Hudson Valley.
Oh, yeah. No, it's terrible.
It is.
I mean, actually, I'm on campus and I have one bar. We have cell towers from every company.
Oh, my gosh.
On campus. You know, I work at SUNY UPaul.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And I still have terrible coverage. It's just like,
it's rough. I mean, they finally updated, like, I live in Dutchess personally, so I just travel. But it's just, it's crazy. Like, it just, every single company, I only get like one bar of service where I live. I've tried AT&T, I've tried T-Mobile, I've tried Verizon. Like, I've tried them all.
And the thing is they, you know, they started upgrading to 5G, and that's really screwed a lot of things up.
I noticed that, because I noticed when 5G was just starting, when I would travel down through New Jersey on my trips, it would switch over to 5G and everything would slow down for whatever reason. And I don't know it was, but now, I mean, now it's finally normal. But before, when 5G was just coming out, it was just slowing everything down. It would take like 3 minutes for a web page to come up. It was insane.
Yeah, down... You know, in the Kingston area, down by the, you know, by the roundabout, I don't know if you know where that is, down by the
roundabout. Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, you have to shut your 5G off because you can't. I mean, the service is just horrible. Like you said, it takes forever to load a page. It's just like, what the hell is going on, you know?
I mean, even by the reservoir, you're just like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
SOL at that point.
You know? Absolutely. It's crazy.
So
hopefully they'll figure that out someday. Maybe they'll get on your
hopefully system. Yeah, but I mean, in the meantime, at least we're able to provide, you know, the great service that everybody deserves to have and the speeds that everybody deserves to have for an affordable price, because let's face it, there's a lot of companies out there that are definitely overcharging. And with the way that, you know, our cost of living is here in New York, you know, it's pretty insane. So we're able to provide, you know, service for an affordable price. And I think that that's very, very important for our community.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, of course. Anytime. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. If you have any further questions, feel free to reach out. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you have, even if they're technical.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Of course. Anytime. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.